That's music from Amy Winehouse. The 27-year-old singer was pronounced dead at an apartment in London this weekend. With me to talk about Amy Winehouse is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
I can remember the first time I ever heard Amy Winehouse. And you can't say that about too many artists, that you remember exactly where you were and what you were doing.
She was unique. When did you first hear her?
I actually had been told by someone about her CD and had bought it and burned a copy to put on my iPod for a long run. And I remember about 3 seconds in, when you first hear actually Sharon Jones of the Dap Kings do this sort of background moan, and I said, what am I listening to? And I just fell in love with the entire CD.
Yeah, it was a great CD, probably one of the best CDs of the past 10 years or so, and it's real unfortunate. It's one of those situations where when I saw the news story come out, I said it aloud in my house, and my other half kind of went, because it was one of those things where you kind of knew it was coming if you followed her of late, but it sure is sad at 27. And now I hear she's part of that 27 club with Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain,
Jim Morrison,
and now Amy Winehouse. So, you know, it's just, it's a real loss.
It will be, she had, what, 2 full CDs that came out during her career?
She had 2 full CDs, but her career really didn't take until 2007 when Back to Black came out. And, you know, she kind of came out at the same time with Lily Allen, and then she kind of beat Duffy and Adele and Estelle and all those other British singers by a year. But she really, she separated herself greatly from some of the others. She had, it seemed like such an old soul. And now if you think about it, I know when I heard she was 27, I was surprised because I was sitting there going, she's a 20-year-old doing that?
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hip and the way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Oh, why don't you come on over?
That kind of maturity came out of her, you know, on a CD that really has so many highlights and in a career that, you know, potentially could have seen so many more.
I read an interview with Sharon Jones after the death was announced, and Sharon Jones said she didn't steal my sound, nor did she begin a revolution. I mean, soul music had been around for decades beforehand, but there was something about the way she delivered music that really made her stand out at the time.
Yes, and it's one of those things where it also quite helped her that I do feel like she was very instrumental in bringing this mix of blues and R&B and jazz and hip hop and it all kind of together. I mean, it was really great. And, you know, for somebody whose first big single was Rehab, which I don't even think is really the best song on the album. I think it's not even, you know, remotely strongest. I would probably go with, you know, You're No Good, or
You're No Good. I think
You're No Good. Yeah. Everybody knew from when she came out, this girl is troubled. And I remember even the year that she cleaned up at the Grammys, winning 5, and in the big categories, she wasn't able to be there. They had to do her via, what do you call
satellite
it? Satellite, right, from London to accept it. And there was a moment, first of all, when you were watching her performance, you know, she, you were kind of gritting it. She was wonderful, but you were kind of gritting it, wondering, I don't know if she's going to make it through. I'm not. And then there was a moment when she won Record of the Year where you just saw like a little girl come out, you know, she was shocked and excited. And, that was really the pinnacle, because it wasn't soon after that where the stories started coming out and the pictures started surfacing. It really wasn't long after that at all. And, you know, we in America, on the news stories every night for a while, you had Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and Paris Hilton. And the punchline always was, you know, even our worst is no Amy Winehouse. Mm-hmm. And it really was true. I mean, she knew how to set the bar. And so it's so sad. It's something that was known, that you knew had to happen at some point, but you really hoped that in some way she would get her life together and put out additional work. And she really hasn't. I think she did a track on Quincy Jones' last album.
Right.
She did It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To, on his kind of compilation album, but she really hasn't done much. And she tried to sort of mount a mini comeback about a month ago doing tours. And the first one just went horribly and went all over YouTube, and she canceled the tour. And I guess that kind of was the last straw, even though we don't, you know, specifically know what happened.
This is when my buzzer goes. Run out to me.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, I'll be gone next week. You'll be talking with either Antoinette or Ithy, but I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We'll get them ready.
Okay. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks.